on some of these musical mashups that we've been putting up, we've been posting on the FDH Lounge here. We're going to post more of these in the time to come here, but I thought it would be kind of interesting because some of these are so far out and so kind of goofy. So I don't know if we're... Are we going to be able, Ryan, to stream them through on there? Do we have it queued up? So, okay. All right, if we do... I tell you what, and I'll just kind of cue to start on these, and I'll kind of cue when to kind of bring it back. Well, we're just gonna play enough to give a little bit of flavor on each one of these ones here, and get your thoughts on these, Jason. We'll just take them in order the way they were posted. The first one, this is called Africa's Club. It's Toto and 50 Cent on a collaboration.
Wow.
Okay, Jason, thoughts on that one?
Well, just like any rap song that starts out, there's way too much of the go, here we come nonsense. They cut that whole nonsense out, because once the Toto song kind of brought itself in, it was, I've never been a huge fan of Toto, to be honest, and just like most rappers, the second 50 Cent started selling records, he started to suck. So, although it was crafty, the way they put it together, I clearly would not spend any time listening to it in my own car.
Well, based on what you've said about one half of this other one in the past, you're probably not going to like this one much better. This is Queen of the Club, ABBA and 50 Cent.
Oh, what's with the 50 Cent?
We got a couple of these. Okay, once again, Jason, I gotta say, I'm a fan. You may not be, but I like that one.
Well, I appreciate ABBA, 100 times more than I do Toto. And I, one like that, I find myself like, would you shut 50 up so I can just listen to the ABBA part of it? it's interesting because, and I don't know who's responsible for these things, but it's, Rick, I could teach you in 5 minutes how to do this on audition. But it's fun to see how they match it up and make sure it matches correctly. But that one was a little bit trickier, so I'll give them credit for the level of difficulty on that one.
And I was going to say, and you're the guy that that taught me everything I know about how to do stuff on audition, and I actually put together, I'll have to send you here. I did a clip. Hopefully we'll get it in the system this week. It'll start running, promoting the moving of the show to Wednesdays, much like the one that you did, where it was a bunch of pop culture and sports things strewn together. I did kind of the same thing, and I had a lot of fun doing it here. I'm imagining that the way you do this in audition is you do the multi-track view. You have the one music up top and the other one on the bar underneath. And is that how you kind of string it together?
Yeah, and then it's just a matter of you keep the music or the background the way it's supposed to be.
Okay.
And then you would just do, you would just stretch. So in this particular instance, you lay Dancing Queen right where you want it, and then you put the 50 Cent a cappella version in there, and then you either have to stretch it long or short, and you just play with that until it matches up. Because
okay,
ultimately, the key here is you're using music timing that it is going to fit or it's not, and it's just a matter of playing with it.
Well, these people are really good. Whoever's made, I'm just finding random ones here on YouTube, and again, I put up about 10 to 12, whatever it was, in the first batch, and I got about two more batches like this that I'm going to be posting in the days to come here. I'm not going to put all of them up at once because that'll just make it too long of a load time for everybody to get this up on there. The next one on here, more Bee Gees, more 50 Cent. This is with the Bee Gees, Stayin' Alive in the Club.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Okay, was it everything you hoped it would be?
Well, I've actually heard that one before.
Oh, okay.
And that one's interesting because you're matching it up. That's actually something that fits. I wouldn't have been surprised one bit to see an actual copy of that, maybe on an album or played on the radio, where you've taken something and that is quite literally twice the speed.
Okay.
Just the beauty of that, because the when the Bee Gees song, Stayin' Alive, when it sort of drops, as they say, it's dropping at twice the rate 50's verse is. So it fits perfectly.
Well,
yeah, I've heard that one before.
Speaking of Bee Gees and dropping, you've perfectly anticipated the next one here. Bee Gees and Snoop Dogg, Drop It, Stayin' Alive.
Oh, goodness.
You're going to like this one. It's we might be having some buffering issues here on this thing.
Fuck is wrong with my mix?
Oops.
When the pimp's in the crib, mom, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to get at you, park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. If a nigga get an attitude, pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Chandon and I'm full of best weed cause I got it going on. I'm a nice dude.
Okay, Jason, that one was that one was way out there.
Yes, but for anyone who's paying attention, you should have noticed it doesn't sound like Snoop. And the reason it doesn't sound like Snoop is because they had to fast speed it up a great deal so that it would fit. If you go back and listen to it, just listen to Snoop and try to tune out the Bee Gees. And it sounds almost like Snoop doing a Micro Machines commercial.
Interesting. Okay.
His voice is a lot higher, and anyone who's familiar with, you know, with the original Snoop song that was played there, he doesn't go that fast.
You know,
so
what?
That was interesting in that we can kind of see the technique that was more or less abused to their end.
You know what? This is what I love about the lounge, because sometimes even when something's not exactly what we thought, it works out for other reasons here too. My first thought was, again, Sam's our entertainment editor, get her to review these, but you being a producer, I'm really enjoying hearing about this, like, from a producer's point of view here. I think the listeners probably are too. I didn't even think about this on a producer's level. All right, the next one. This might be one. I think I've heard this one previously here. Coolio and Bee Gees with Stayin' Alive. I'm pretty sure I've heard that one before, Jason.
I've heard that before.
Yeah.
And that's more, I wouldn't be surprised if that wasn't really professionally done, because that almost sounds like a one-for-one match. A lot of times you'll find out that, and here's a little interesting thing. We were listening to MMS, you know, before we moved out here, and we both collectively despised Nickelback.
Right.
And the DJ that night thought it would be fun if he mashed up Nickelback song to Nickelback song. And they were two totally separate songs, but everything fit perfectly.
Wow.
And the idea is that, you know, they figured out one blueprint of a song that works and have basically made every single the same way, with the exception of Think Rockstar. So the point I'm trying to make is it's not uncommon for two completely different artists in two completely different genres to have a method or a style of a particular song. You take the two elements and you put them together, and they match one for one. You don't have to do anything to them. They just happen to fit. And that one sounded so good sync-wise that may be the case.
This next one, to me, is like shockingly seamless. And you're talking about genres that are different in that you have 90s hip-hop and old-school disco. Coolio, Sister Sledge, 1, 2, 3, 4, The Greatest Dancer. Wait till you hear this one. How about that, Jason? I mean, that was some great production work, regardless of what anybody thinks of the songs. I mean, that was great production work.
You know, I'm no Coolio aficionado here.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd be really interested to hear the original, because something tells me maybe he sampled that song and changed, you know, took the Sister Sledge and made it more of a traditional hip-hop beat. But I would not be surprised in the least if the original song sampled that song anyway. So it would have fit. But even if I'm wrong, that's a very, very well put together.
I thought so, too. All right, now we're starting to get into the Linkin Park part of this here, which I know you're going to like. This one, not exactly in as much as it's Fort Minor, but it's Fort Minor which I know that you and the missus are both big fans, Fort Minor, Linkin Park.
Arguably the greatest rap album in the history of rap music.
Oh, yeah. It was really, really good. They're blended up here with some AFI. I don't know, the missus being our entertainment editor here, I happen to like at least a couple of their big tunes. Does she happen to like AFI, do you know?
I'm pretty sure she doesn't.
Okay.
But it's one of those things where right now I don't know that I've ever heard them, but I can say with some confidence that I know I have. So we'll have to see as it plays out here. I couldn't give you a name of one of their singles off the top of my head.
See, and I'm biased because I love Miss Murder, but this is a great tune. AFI, Fort Minor, Miss Madison. This one rocks. And there's no doubt that the Fort Minor stuff was a little more in the background there. That was a little bit sort of unbalanced as far as what was being sampled with what. But I happen to love Miss Murder, so that's why I love it.
Yeah, and again, yeah, I couldn't give you a name when you started, but I'm very familiar with that song.
Okay. This next one here, this is the only one of the bunch that is the same group being sampled with each other. So you're really going to like this one. Linkin Park, Bleed Out, Faint.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Wait till you hear this. If you love Linkin Park like we do, does it get much better than that?
Well, I love the concept, and I love the song selection. However, this is what happens when you don't really, I guess, get it. Because that was really kind of drowning, if that makes any sense.
Okay. You thought it was a little much.
What it sounds like they did was they set it up where they laid out... faint and just drop the lyrics out, and then put in the entire song of Bleed It Out in parts, which makes it sound really distorted, or maybe that's just what I'm personally hearing through the phone, but you get a professional to do it, and that probably would sound really crisp.
Okay.
But it clearly matches.
Let me, and the reason I'm asking on some of these ones about Samantha is that I know that she's more the aficionado of a lot of the rock things here than you. So, I mean, if you have an opinion on any of these that I'm asking about, you know, pipe up as well. But Disturbed, does she happen to like Disturbed?
Yeah, and Disturbed would be my second favorite band, behind Linkin Park and ahead of Dropkick Murphys.
Wow. You may like this then. Disturbed, Linkin Park, more Stupefied.
Oh, sweet.
Did it live up to the billing?
See, I thought it was going to be the other way around. I was waiting to hear David Draymond in there, but still a little overmodulated. But yeah, I mean, it works.
Okay, here's
like I said, it would be really fun if some serious, like Hollywood producer or some sort of person on a serious label that had serious funding could get a hold of these and redo them officially.
That's an interesting thought. I hadn't considered that, but you're right. Yeah, I mean, these are amateur guys doing this. I'm impressed by it, you know, just from my level. But, yeah, I can see where you as a producer would say that. That's a good point. This next one here is a collaboration that is part of a mashup. Linkin Park, Executioners, Jay-Z, It's Going in the Encore.
Wow.
Yeah, this one's out there.
Going Down was sweet by itself. What do you think, Jason? That one's gorgeous. And the funny thing is, as soon as that one came on, ironically as it may be, our dog, who is named after the frontman of Linkin Park, perked up and wanted to hear the rest of it.
Okay.
That one is probably the crispest one I've heard so far. You can tell Jay-Z's been slowed down a little bit.
Yeah.
Auditorily. But it still fits. And maybe that has something to do with the fact that that whole project that they did, Linkin Park and Jay-Z, was based on the idea that we're looking at here, that somebody close to Linkin Park said, you know, hey, did you know that half of your music lines up with basically everything Jay-Z's ever done?
Mm-hmm.
And they looked at it, which caught that the album. It has Encore on it. So that one fits very well, and it's very interesting.
I love that album, and I didn't listen to a lot of Jay-Z before that, and now I've listened to some Jay-Z on its own and gotten some of it, and I like it. But yeah, the Linkin Park Jay-Z stuff, that's one of my favorite albums ever. This next one here, a little bit more collaboration. Linkin Park, Jay-Z, Kanye West, Stronger, Numb, and Encore.
Wow.
You know what this reminds me of, Jason? I don't want to get too inside on the production stuff for the listeners here, but when I've seen you producing, when you would have in the multi-track view, when you'd be using three or four of the different levels there, that's what I think they clearly were doing on that one.
Yeah, you had to make that work. And when I first heard that you said Stronger, I thought, oh, here we go. This is going to suck. Because nothing against Kanye, but just like Dre and a number of other producers turned rappers, they have their calling card. You know, and Dre's was a very basic bass line that had a lot of high-pitched harmonies thrown in, sound-wise. And Kanye's is he takes old 70s R&B and funk and speeds it up or slows it down. You've always got some woman's voice in the background singing something. And generally when you mash up a beat to lyrics that are separate, you don't really want that extra singing in there because it just distracts. But that one worked. I don't know if you intentionally ordered them from like worst to best, but that's like three in a row. That's like really solid.
Well, I was going to ask you here, because we're building towards the end. We're almost done with these. What's the leader in the clubhouse so far? Is it the Linkin Park Executioners, Jay-Z?
You know what? I'd have to hear him again, but just off the top of my head, I want to say it's the one we just heard.
Okay.
Because if you look at the Stronger instrumental, which is, it's not really an instrumental with the woman singing, but the drop point, let's say hypothetically, is every four beats.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the lyrics. Lyrics in a rap song also have a drop. The articulation and alliteration causes a certain drop point based on the way that the letters and the words sound. And it's almost as if those drops came every eight beats. So it matched up on two or three different levels.
Well, I'm guessing you may not like the last two as much. That's as you like the last two. I'm just guessing here.
If you put Linkin Park with Charlotte, Good Charlotte, I'm gonna be upset.
No, there's no more Linkin Park here. We've been segueing here basically smoothly. The last two have Jay-Z in them. I happen to really like this next one a lot. You're not probably gonna like it as much. This is Guns N' Hova's Guns N' Roses Jay-Z. Now tune into the motherfucking greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones. Right here. Come on, Jay-Z and Slash together. How do you not like that?
No, the concept is good. You clearly tell that Jay-Z's been sped up to make it fit. But the other common denominator I'm seeing here, the ones that I'm not as impressed with, is the overmodulation. You can tell that they put in Jay-Z at full volume and they put Guns N' Roses at full volume, and real music doesn't work that way. If they would have turned down Guns N' Roses just a little bit, it would have been really crisp. But I like it. I like the idea. Again, if it was professionally done, it would probably be insane.
I love guessing on stuff here, just to see if I'm right or I'm wrong. I'm guessing you're not going to like this last one. I'm guessing you're going to think this is a little too precious. I may be wrong, but you know we'll see. This is Jay-Z and the Verve. Brush Your Bittersweet Shoulders Off.
Like a pimp, nigga, go on, brush your shoulders off. Ladies is pimps too, go on, brush your shoulders off. Niggas is crazy, baby, don't forget that boy told you get that dirt up your shoulders. I probably owe it to y'all, probably be like my boss, trying to hump you some things, that go with the boss. Feeling no remorse, feeling like my hand was crossed. Middle finger to the law, nigga, creeping my balls. Seven ladies, they love me, from the beaches, they screaming. All the ballers is bouncing, they like the way I'm leaning.
Okay, Jason, No, did I nail it? Were you dissatisfied with that, or did you think it was better than I thought you would?
First of all, Rick,
yeah.
No one in their right mind has anything against Bittersweet Symphony, ever.
Okay.
Arguably top 10 greatest alternative rock songs in the 1990s.
Okay.
Defying, and one of the last few songs to really kind of like push grunge away and say, okay, enough is enough. High school kids in flannel shirts, I'm done with that. Anyway, so I love that particular song. Never, you know, I don't own any Verve Pipe albums, but that is a great song. Now, I really wish we had them separately so I could illustrate this to you. But is there any way that we can have you guys cue it up, say, maybe 10 seconds in to the song?
Possibly, yeah. I would think.
Because if we can do this, you really have to listen to it if you're not familiar with both songs, but basically, Bittersweet Symphony starts out like a symphony type of a song does. The melodies and the notes are very slow and flowy.
Okay.
And then in one singular moment, you go from saying having a one-dimensional sound to almost a three-dimensional sound from one moment to the next. And if you listen to just Bittersweet Symphony, you can hear it and you can feel it build up, and there's a drop point there. When you listen to the Jay-Z song, the similar thing happens. Just so happens they lined it up perfectly. So not only is it in sync in that musically it fits, but the initial drop points on both tracks are exactly in the same spot. And if you had it hooked up to something that had, you know, that was amplified, that drop point being synced is probably the thing that would make me say, and this may surprise you, that's probably the best song on this entire thing we've done here.
No
today.
Kidding. Okay. Boy, I was way off. All right. I for whatever.
Let's be honest. Those two songs don't belong anywhere near each other, which is probably what led you to think maybe I wouldn't have liked it.
Right.
But
right.
I like it because technically, it was put together as perfectly as possible.
That's always hilarious to me when I guess, and I couldn't be more off. So we'll put this down as another one of those occasions here, because that was, you know, I thought that you would say those are too random together. Those should never be, you know, together with one another. You know what? Yeah, I got a message from Ryan here. Yeah, he's got a cue to 10. Yeah, let's try that. Let's
now,
play
now,
it
before
10.
You play it, I want you to listen.
Okay.
Almost listen intentionally.
Okay.
For Bittersweet Symphony to kick in, and when the second it kicks, you'll notice so did Jay-Z.
Okay. Let's see.
if you're feeling like a pimp, nigga, go on, brush your shoulders off. Ladies is pimps too, go on, brush your shoulders off. Niggas is crazy, baby, don't forget that boy told you get that. Turn up your shoulders, I'm probably over to y'all. Probably be like my boss, trying to hug you some things. That go with the boss, feeling no remorse, feeling like my hands are crossed. Middle finger to the law, nigga, gripping my ball. Seven ladies that love me, from the bleachers they screaming. All the ballers is bouncing, they like the way I be leaning. All the rappers be hating, on the track that I'm making. But all the hustlers, they love it, just to see one of us make it. Came from the bottom of bottom, to the top of the pot. Nigga, learned in Japan, and I'm straight up the block. Like a running back, get it, man, I'm straight up the block. Like a running back, nigga, cause I'm straight with the rock.
It's a bittersweet symphony.
And the one thing, Jason, I didn't know the full extent until you said it, but I grasped when I first heard it. I mean, on a generic level, I knew that it was good syncing, that it was good production. Because I'm sitting there going, damn. Now, I mean, I didn't see it on as many levels as you pointed out for the rest of us, but probably people could hear the same thing I did the first time. It's just interesting to hear you add the layers to it and just kind of break it down from there. Because the second time around, when you were, you know, doing your virtual Madden at the whiteboard here as far as what to look for, I found it helpful. I could see what you were talking about.
Yeah, you know, another one that you should probably look for, and I don't know how you search these things, but another song a lot more classical, and it would be interesting to see what they match it up with. But the first song that I ever remember hearing and seeing the transformation is, and you can go by either title, would be Paco Bell's Canon or Canon in D, which sometimes you do hear on the holidays. Is the same sort of thing. You've got, you know, you've got some flutes in there, and maybe even some other wind instruments that are very basic, very whatever. And then at one singular point, you know, everybody kicks in. All the brass kicks in, the drums kick in, whatever else is in that song kicks in one moment. And there's a lot of rap songs that do that same sort of a thing. So. If you can ever find Canon in D, that would be an interesting one as well.
That is one to look for here. The next batch that I'm going to put up, probably in about a week or so here, we'll break them down on a future lounge edition of the show, but people will be able to hear them all in one place when I put the thread together on the FDHLounge.com. And basically, Jason, I just searched among a lot of the, you know, like Linkin Park mashup, Jay-Z mashup. I just did random YouTube searches, and these are the ones that came up. Here's the next batch that we're going to break down for the next time. A little sneak preview for the peeps here. Michael Jackson, Nirvana, Smells Like Billie Jean.
Oh, that's going to be good.
The next two are probably the two greatest titles out of any of them. Michael Jackson's Cisco, Billie Jean's Thong. And the next
one. Oh, goodness.
AC/DC, Black Eyed Peas, You Humped Me All Night Long. Yeah. Run DMC, Nirvana, Smells Tricky.
Okay.
Run DMC, Metallica, Tricky Sandman.
Uh-huh.
Here's a weird one. White Stripes, Eurythmics, Sweet Dreams Are Made of Seven Nation Army.
Okay.
Killers and the Clash, Somebody Rock Me.
Uh-huh.
Beastie Boys and Kanye, Inner Stronger. Gorillaz and the Killers, Somebody Told Me to Feel Good. This one's way out there. Lynyrd Skynyrd, Nelly, Sweet Home Grammar.
That one's, you know, without even hearing it, I can tell that one's going to fit.
And the last one here, which I'll tell you what, is really good because they're probably like similar songs, but they're from like 20 years apart. Police and Snow Patrol, Every Car You Chase.
That's funny because Chasing Cars was one of our wedding songs.
I remember that, actually. I remember that at your reception. This one's really good. I would urge anybody out there, you know what, if you go on YouTube, Every Car You Chase, people should go do that tonight and check that out. It's pretty good. They've even made a video where it like segues back and forth. You see Sting at the mic, and then you see the dude from Snow Patrol, and the best videos out there that people have done, they not only synced up the audio, they sync up the video. Like on the Coolio one with Sister Sledge, he's going back and forth. You'll see him rapping, then you'll see the classic thing of Sister Sledge doing their thing. And, oh, it's just really good stuff. A lot of the stuff you can find out there. So we'll have that for a future edition here of this. And You know, this really, like I said, I just wanted to get another thought on this. I didn't even stop to think about you putting on the producer's hat, but that added a lot to this when you were able to talk about how they did this stuff and the different elements.